Ian Foley.
All right, guys, the finish line is in sight. Just 3 hours of it, then we're all clear. Then everything goes back to normal. Mr. D back in the chair on Monday morning. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. How are we? Are we good? Here comes the weekend. If you're feeling weekendish, or maybe a little sluggish, or perhaps eating some shellfish for your breakfast. Seriously? Whatever you're up to, 0874 100 102 for texts. And I love to hear your voice notes as well on WhatsApp. 0874 100 102. On the way, Joel Corry, Pussycat Dolls. And we'll start with Coldplay.
Playing the music you love.
Pussycat Dolls and Jai Ho. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, it's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And the date is the 5th of May. Friday the 5th of May. And what's happening today? It's Adele's birthday. Happy birthday, Adele. She's only 35. And she's done so much. Absolutely incredible. Chris Brown is 34. I suppose he's done a lot as well. Although I'm sure his legal team would prefer we wouldn't mention it. Superman is 40 today. Henry Cavill celebrating his birth. Although he's not Superman anymore, actually, is he? He recently lost that gig. But he's celebrating a birthday nonetheless at 40 years of age. And Craig David is 42. Still looking fresh at 42, it has to be. Craig David is the same age as me, but he looks about 20 years younger, which is probably a reflection on me and my lifestyle than it is on Craig's. On this day in 2017, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 came out. It was the one with Kurt Russell, turned out to be your man's dad. Do you remember that? That was a bit, I don't mean to be negative, but that was a bit of a weird one. It wasn't as good as Marvel was then at the time in its prime, but they're saying the third one, which happens to come out today, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, six years on, yeah, from 2017. It's out today. Have a listen.
Are you ready for one last ride?
We'll all fly away together into the forever. A beautiful sky.
Oh man, I haven't seen it, but I think it's going to be emotional.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Rihanna, the only girl in the world. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, Ireland. Your aunt. 6:40, what's in here? Just about 6:42, 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And we've teamed up with Zurich Insurance to give you the chance to win at the trip of a lifetime to New York City. Zurich Insurance has a wide range of options for home and car insurance to suit your needs. Get a car or home quote by visiting Zurich.ie today. Zurich Insurance PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. I've forgotten which line I've put which woman on. Yeah, I'm going to try line one first. And I go, is that Anne or Bernie? Bernie?
Hello?
That's Bernie, is it?
Yes.
Hello, Bernie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Ray?
I'm middling to rough. We're nearly there, though. The light is at the end of the tunnel. We're nearly at the weekend. You're in the car, are you? I'm on Bluetooth, am I?
Yes, you are. Yes, I'm in, driving cross-country, pretty much.
Jakers, where are you driving to?
I'm driving from Wexford to Tullamore.
Wexford to Tullamore. That's a long enough drive. Is it for work, or what are you doing?
Yes, for work, yeah. I went down to see my mother last night, and I left my home place for a conference today in Tullamore.
Oh, I got you. Will you be there all day?
Yes, all day.
All right, I'm back home then again later on.
That's it. Back up to Meath then.
I'm Bernie. It's like I'm a guard. Where are you going from? Where are you heading to?
Absolutely.
Hi to Mammy. Anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to this morning?
My father. He's just gone into hospital, so hope he'll be home soon, and all the family back in Meath.
All right, and best wishes to Dad. Right, you stay there for me, Bernie. Anne's over there. Morning, Anne.
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
I'm all right. Is this your own vehicle? Where are you going? Where are you coming from? Where are you going to?
License to Reg.
What's your blood type?
Well, no, I'm in the train station in Maynooth waiting for a train to take me into town.
Okay, you're going into Dublin, is it?
I am.
Very good. What are you working today? What's up?
No, I have an appointment in St. James's at 9 o'clock, so I'm hoping to make that.
Very good. All right, okay. Well, hi to everyone at the appointment. Anyone else? Any other shout-outs worth covering?
To everyone who knows me.
Lovely. Do you want a trip to New York?
I'd love a trip to New York.
This is what we're doing, girls, right? Well, we'll go alphabetically, actually. So we'll go with Anne first. Is that all right?
That's cool. Tell me what I have to do.
Anne, here's what we have to do. JP, tell us what we have to do.
Right. Ray's going to read out a series of clues that identify a singer-songwriter.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
The more clues he reads out, the less points you get.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you guess the identity of this singer-songwriter as soon as you can and you maximise your points. If you give it an extra clue, you get less points, okay?
Got it.
Whoever gets the most points goes in the draw later on for the trip to New York City.
Great stuff.
You're right, Sohan.
Ready to go. But let's Bernie, go. I'd say you're safe enough.
We shall see. All right, Anne.
Okay.
This English singer-songwriter is 29 years old.
Ed Sheeran?
Where's the name? No, it's not Ed Sheeran. No. I didn't know who it was.
It's a good guess, though.
It's a bloody good guess.
Yeah.
How old is Ed, actually? I'd say he's mid-30s, isn't he?
He must be 30 by now.
A bit older, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's 5 points gone. For 4 points, Anne, his real surname is Barnett. He's got a showbiz name, but his real surname is Barnett.
Mm. God. Lewis Capaldi?
For 3 points, his first hit single was named after a city in Hungary.
Budapest. George Ezra?
It's George Ezra! John. Well done! 3 points on the board!
Strong.
Solid performance. Well done. 3 out of 5 is not bad. Over to you, Bernie. Are you ready, madam?
I'm ready. I'm stopped.
Did you have it? Did you have it earlier than 3 points?
I'm afraid not. No,
okay,
not
fair
sure.
enough. Right, okay, let's do this thing. Got another, it's another singer-songwriter, is it?
Yeah,
okay, here we go. For 5 points, Bernie, this US singer, this US singer-songwriter is 29.
Oh gosh, I don't know, jeepers, Haley?
No. No, it's not Haley, no. I can't tell you. For 4 points, her surname sounds like a type of footwear.
Soul Healy.
No, it's not. For 3 points, her breakthrough hit was called All About That Bass.
Oh, Meghan Trainor.
It's Meghan Trainor. We got 3 out of 3. Ladies, what are we going to do? We're going to have to fight it out now. A fist fight.
Yeah.
Could you make it into the AFM towers in the next 20 minutes or so?
Bring it, go, Sheila.
A fist fight. We're going to put you into the octagon and have you fight it out. I tell you what we'll do, because we did this yesterday. We did a draw yesterday as well. We'll put you, it's a draw anyway, so we'll put you both in the draw for the trip to New York with Zurich. How about
that?
Oh,
great stuff.
Sorry for wasting your time then, really. You're both in. Fair play, ladies, and thanks for coming on.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye. Go on out of that. All right, so Anne and Bernie both going in the draw. We've got to do that in the next few minutes. Oh, thanks to Zurich. There are a wide range of options for home and car insurance. The website is zurich.ie.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with Dacia.
The Cranberries and Dreams. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's 7:03. Good morning. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And all this week, we've been giving you the chance to win a trip for two to New York City. All thanks to Zurich Insurance. They have a wide range of options for home and car insurance to suit your needs. Get a car or home quote, not a har or comb quote. That'd be ridiculous, yeah. Actually. You're not going to find that on their website,
no.
On Zurich.ie. Zurich Insurance PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Not the Bentrel Sank of Ireland.
No, it's not.
Once again, you're not going to find. So I've been using ChatGPT for a lot of this stuff, when we do a draw.
Okay, yeah.
I say to the computer, ChatGPT, to the AI.
Yeah.
I give them the list of names. So we've got Teresa, Liam, Evelyn, Tony, Mel, Anne and Bernie all in the draw. And I said, pick a name from this list.
Okay, so we can blame the robots.
And then the robot says, it seems you haven't provided a list of names. Please provide a list of names and I'd be happy to pick one for you. And then I go, oh, Jesus, yeah. So then I copy and pasted all the list of names. Teresa, Liam, Evelyn, Tony, Mel, Anne and Bernie in. And the robot has just picked a name for us.
Oh, okay.
Very handy. Well, I call them now then.
That'd be ideal, yeah.
For a trip to NYC.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh,
it's ringing. That's a good solid ring, that.
It's still ringing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Anne.
Hi.
Hi. Ray Foley here today, if I'm sorry, Anne.
You're not serious.
I'm deathly serious.
He's misdialed.
I haven't misdialed. I've got some good, the robot has decided you're going to New York City, baby.
Oh my God. What's that?
Yeah,
you're on a train and people are looking at me going, whoa.
What's the story with your one?
Yeah,
we were just talking to you a few minutes ago, weren't we?
We were, yeah. You were.
Did you just take an ocean then to just enter?
I did. I listen to you every morning. I listen to you every day. But I was walking to the train thing and I had Today FM on. I said, oh, I'll give this a go. I've tried before. But wow, I can't believe this. Oh my God.
You got it. Yeah, you're heading to New York. Oh, thanks to Zurich. Who are you going to take with you?
Well, it'll be a fight between my husband and my daughter has already been texting me saying, pick me. So we have to have that fight.
Well, listen, we won't get involved in the decision making. We'll leave that to you to fight it out. And congratulations.
So
off to New York
again.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Enjoy
it. God.
Have a lovely weekend and enjoy the journey.
Oh, thanks a million.
Cheers, mate. All the best. Bye. Bye-bye. I'm trying to say. Bye-bye.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With the all-new Dacia Jogger. Overall right. Winner at the AA Ireland Car Awards 2022.
We'll do a gift grub in a couple of minutes. We'll have a look at the papers.
Hi, I'm Louise Cooney, and I want to tell you all.
The Kickstart Song.
With Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Ooh, yeah. Give me an ooh, yeah. G.
Ooh, yeah.
Hold on, give me an ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Martin's over there. So give it up for Martin, everyone.
Yep.
Woohoo!
Martin, give us an ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Marty. Oh, yeah, Marty, baby.
Kids got it.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. And welcome back to the two of you.
Thanks, Jesus. Oh, well, we're back a year now at this stage, Martin. I don't know where you've been.
That's the first time talking to you, so I'm just saying
We're just catching up, yeah, fair enough.
Long-time listener.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did you listen to the nighttime show, the old nighttime show?
No, I was too young then.
Well, you're not that long listening then, in fairness. Come back to me in another 15 years. Where in the world are you, sir?
I am near Belmullet.
Oh, right. Okay, my neck of the woods.
Yes. So I'm talking to another mighty man from Mayo and a wee man from the wee country.
Yeah, he is a little wee man.
Right over
a wee
here.
Man from the wee county and a mighty man from Mayo.
Thank you.
Do you know, I like that. I think we'll use that. We'll get that in our tagline for the show. Are you lambing and you're calving at the moment, are you?
Just finished lambing and, just in some calf in them as well and just feeding a calf here now.
Oh, are you just doing meh at the same time? Calves don't go meh. Calves go eh. Yeah?
Especially when they're hungry.
Yeah, so they're feeding at the moment. Go on, put one on. Put a motor on there. We'll have the chat. Go on.
No, just going to say you could hear the sheep here in the background.
Oh, it was the sheep I was hearing then. Right. I knew you heard a meh.
And then you could probably hear other sounds as well, like...
Yeah, I suppose it's a farming noises. Yeah. Can you hear all that?
Put on loudspeaker. Hold on a second.
Go on, yeah. It's typical.
As soon as I do that, silent.
They all go quiet. It's the same with kids. The minute they say, go on, kids. Like, I've got the kids here in the back of the car. Say hi to Ray on the radio. They all go quiet. And the minute they hang up the phone, they start screaming again. So you have to get up pretty early in the morning then, I guess. Yeah!
Yeah.
You couldn't have timed it better. Right, Mark. I'm going to hand you over to the intro for the song. It's a perfect Friday morning tune. Pleasure talking to you this morning. So we've got a bowl, is it?
A lovely bowl for your breakfast.
A lovely breakfast bowl for you.
Yeah, I put plenty of porridge in that. So I'll keep me going for the day.
He'll be fired up. All right, sir, over to you in your own time.
Thanks, Ray. Good morning, Ireland. This is a banger of a tune from the 80s. It is Right on Time by Black Box. So hit the button, Ray.
Hit that button! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it is a great song. It is a banger. Cheers, Marty.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just something else.
Yeah.
Love the show.
I love the whole, the cacophony of farmyard noises in the background. Have a lovely weekend, Martin. Pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Good luck.
All the best. Bye. This is Today FM. Black Box Right on Time. What a sad selection. Right on Time Today FM, playing the music you love. Fair play to Martin in Ballinaig County Mitchell. Well, Mayor Belmullet.
He had his hands full.
He sure did, and he picked a great song for your Friday. Shall I have a look at the newspapers?
Yes, go on.
Let's have a look then at the front pages of your newspapers for Friday morning, the 5th of May, 2023. The Irish Times. As ladies in frocks of some kind. Eco-friendly, dedicated followers of fashion. This is for the Junk Couture creations in Dublin in the Three Arena, and they all look interesting and fabulous. Mortgage relief back on agenda after ECB rates rise. Property and mortgages all over the papers this morning. Taoiseach signals move on restoring relief to hard-pressed mortgage holders. The Irish Examiner has no help likely for mortgage holders amid rates rise. ECB announces 0.25% hike to bring increase to 3.7%, 3.75% since June. And they're saying the average householder's mortgage is going to go up by €2,500 a year as a result of these series of hikes. Plan to get home loans out of the clutches of vultures, says the Irish Independent. Mortgage relief on table amid rates surge as well. On the front page there. Now, Trump as well, making a number of... By the way, there's only one story making all the front pages. We'll get to that in a second. But Trump is on a number of front pages. The Irish Daily Mail, I'm a star and that's why I can grab women, boasts Trump in video. And he's wearing his Make America Great Again cap there with a thumbs up. Where else is he? He was on a... Like I said, he was on a few of them. He's there on... Trump rejects... A sexual assault claims at Doonbeg. He's on the front of the Examiner. There's a thing of Trump Jr. Oh, there you are. Doonbeg could host live golf event, says Trump Jr. on the front of the Irish Times this morning. And then the RTE News and the Late Late Show all over the front pages. Claire Byrne has withdrawn her name from the running to present the Late Late, which means I have lost €17.
Oh, you had a bad place, did you?
I had 17... Something like 17.10 left on my app, on my gambling app. So I put the whole lot on Claire because I was like, she's got it.
Sure,
she was a shoe-in, yeah.
She was a shoe-in. I was going to get something like €68 and now it's gone.
Claire,
you
on.
Owe me €68.
Time for a rethink, Claire.
The cheek, the neck, Claire. The app's the unmitigated.
The neck!
Just think of the little people like me, Claire. It's in the front of the Irish Sun this morning. Claire, my late, late tilt is over. She's on the Daily Mail. It's a late, late no for Claire. Did you get it? Late, late show? Late,
I get it.
No?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So who's the favourite they're asking there? Is Paddy Keogh the favourite now, actually? That's interesting. I smell shenanigans. I've been saying it all morning.
What do you mean by shenanigans, right?
Something has gone on. Something has gone on with this. Because Claire was a guaranteed surefire she's getting it. And now all of a sudden today she's not. Like, this has been going on for months. It was going to be Claire. And today, at like months later, she's saying she's out, putting out a public statement, focusing on her family, blah, blah, blah. Not doing it. Shenanigans. I don't know what they are. I've no idea. I've no insight. But I'm telling you, it doesn't just happen after months of it. I'd love to know what's been going on behind closed doors or what's... They could be pulling it. They could be scrapping the Late Late Show.
No, come on.
They could be.
Ray, €17 is now going on Paddy Keelty.
It could be Paddy Keogh. Well, I sure don't have anything. It's gone. Sorry, what's clapping for?
Someone's happy.
I just hit the wrong button. Burnout. What now for late, late host Hunt? As obvious choice pulls out of race to take on toxic roles, is the Irish Independent. And where else did I see it? It was the Mirror. Yeah. I'm out. Favourite Burn says no to Late Late Show. Also, Katrina Perry, the reader on the 6 o'clock news. Formerly of this parish, actually. We used to work with her years ago. Katrina's gone off to work for the BBC. She's leaving the 6-1 news. So we wish her well. And Claire Byrne, you owe me €68. Do you hear me?
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face.
Gift Grub is next. Today FM. Jess Glennon, hold my hands. Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Friday morning, 25/7. Good morning. Here comes the weekend.
This is Today FM.
Your Friday morning gift grub. And if you're at a loose end this weekend looking for something to do, well, this could be for you, particularly if you're not well. Because Wellfest 2023 is on in Kilmainham in Dublin at the Royal Hospital. Who's going to be there? Blind Boy, Rachel Allen, Maeve Madden, Joe Wicks. It rolls around faster and faster every year. It's like Christmas. Christmas for people who are well and want to be even weller. Actually, speaking of, there's talk of Davy Fitz appearing at Wellfest this year.
How's it going, Ray?
Davy, how are you, sir? What's this rumour I'm hearing about you at Wellfest this year, 2023?
No, you won't be drawing me on that, Ray Foley. You won't be making me say something now that I don't want to say coming out of my own mouth. I heard you years ago on the radio playing that game, making fellas say something that they didn't want to say. And I tell you, I was at home and I never fell for that trap, so I didn't. So no.
Well, Davey, that's a long time ago now, in fairness. We've moved on since those days. I'm not trying to catch you out. I just want to know, can you give us a straight answer? Are you going to be at Wellfest this year?
Well, I'm telling you now, I'm telling you now. Right. I am, so I am.
Oh.
I am. I'm going to Wellfest, so I am. And I'm going to do some yoga. Dog up, dog down, so I am. Sun salutations, the whole work, so I will. And then I'm going to look after my mental health. And I'm going to do a relaxation session. A relaxation session, so I am. With Blind Boy Boat Club. Full on meditation. The two of us with plastic bags on the top of our head. Meditating the life out of each other. And I'm telling you now, I'm going to relax. I'm going to relax hard. I'm going to relax so hard they won't know what hit them, so they won't. I'm going to be relaxed and I'm going to leave nothing out there. I'm going to relax so much. I'm going to relax myself.
Okay.
Hey, for letters, so I will. Hey, until there's no more relaxing left to do.
Okay, Davey, all right.
And so then I'll have a nice glass of coconut water for myself, so I will.
Okay, nice deep breaths.
And just one more thing, Ray.
What's that, Davey?
Love the show.
Hey!
Gift Grub.
More at 8:10 on the.
David Guetta, if you really love me,
you really love.
At FM, playing the music you love. He has a weird way of singing in that song. That's why.
John Newman, isn't it?
Is that John Newman?
It is.
You're joking me.
It's John. Yeah.
Is
that's John, yeah. Ray. That's John.
No, John.
That's John.
Is that John? Is that John?
Do you remember John? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now he's on with Guetta.
That's John Newman.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's John.
That's John, yeah.
Sacred Heart. You never knew it was John. This is a funny way of singing.
If you really love me.
Yeah.
This is Today FM. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. It's okay. It's all over at 9. And Ian's back on Monday. 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. We're doing Waffle. And I've got Michael Bublé tickets to give away. He's doing a couple of gigs in the Three Arena. Hang on. Yeah, Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of May. Next weekend he's on. There's a few tickets left. Ticketmaster.ie. And I'll throw them in with Waffle this morning.
Lovely.
Regardless if we've got a win or not, actually. And... Oh, it's ringing.
Yeah, it is.
Who's this?
Nadine.
Is it?
Yep.
Hello.
Nadine.
Hi, how are you?
Only all right. How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you in the world?
I'm in Palmerstown at the minute, on the way to work.
Palmerstown?
Yeah.
In Dublin. I hear you barking, big dog. What are you up to? Are you going to work, yeah?
I'm on my way into work, yeah.
What do you work at?
I work in a nursing home. I'm a HBA in a nursing home.
All right, okay. Hi to everyone in work then. Anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to this morning?
Just all the staff in Glenallan.
Okay.
Nursing home in Chapel Elizabeth there, yeah.
Lovely
and
stuff.
I'm with the two kids in the car. They're dropping me in today.
Okay.
And I'm South Roberts. So a big shout out to Sean and Penny.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
You never know. When people say I've got the kids in the car, they could be like in their 20s or they could be actual kids. You just never know.
No, they're actual kids.
How old are they?
Sean is 12 and Penny is 9.
Cool beans. They could be a good help to you, actually, on Waffle this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
Do you like Michael Bublé?
Fingers crossed. I do like Michael Bublé, yes.
Well, whatever happens, I've two tickets for Michael Bublé for you next weekend,
lovely.
All right?
Oh, thanks so much.
Not a bother. Let's see if we can sort you out for €1,000 as well. There's a topic on the sheet. I've got five items here. You tell me what the five are, you win the €1,000. You ready, guys?
We're ready.
Let's roll out.
Today's Waffle topic is...
animals in Dublin Zoo.
Go,
go.
Tiger, elephant.
Gorilla.
Rhino.
Giraffe.
Zebra.
Gorilla.
Lion.
Yeah.
Hippo.
Lemur. Keep going.
Crocodile.
Red panda.
Wolves.
What else?
They're small birds. They're black and white.
Jeez,
lads.
I loved the person who was repeating the answer after the other person had said it first. That was class.
Wolves. Lions.
There's an echo in here, lads.
Do different animals. Do we? And also, it's hard for me to hear down the end. Let's see. We got elephant, definitely. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Elephant is in there. I mean, hippo you got as well, yeah. Go for the big animals.
Is that it?
I thought we might have heard somebody say sea lion somewhere.
There was a line. You're chancing your arm now, Nadine.
I am not. Yeah, after the fact,
did
lion.
You see? I heard you say lion, but I don't know if you know the sea lion.
Yeah, no.
Oh, go on. I'll give you another one then. Go on. There's another ding on this. However, I gave you a clue and all, and you didn't say penguins.
Penguins.
And
meerkats,
I was looking for as well. Penguins. The meerkat.
Nice.
3 out of 5. Solid score. You got the Bublé tickets nonetheless, and we'll give you some
brilliant.
Goodies.
Thank you so much.
Not a bother.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the call.
Ray.
Yeah.
Ray.
Yeah.
Yay!
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
What do I say?
With the all new Dacia Jogger. Ireland's most affordable. Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, Today FM.
Nothing at all. Nothing to say.
If you've got a problem, you've got something to say.
No, it's fine. I like the way that ended there.
Dude,
and then the next
anytime,
thing started.
Dude, anytime you want to step up. into the big chair.
Yeah. If you're going to take a shot at the king, you best not mix the fish. No, tell you what. Wow.
I've been saying it all week. These are big shoes to fill, and you're not always going to fill them.
No.
There's going to be gaps at times. 12 minutes, 8 o'clock, Today FM. Ray Foley off, Ray Dempsey, good day. There's JP.
Hi.
Sean has got a showbiz.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, okay.
Here comes the weekend.
Yay.
Feeling excited about the weekend?
I am. I'm going to Bruce tonight.
You're going to what?
I'm going to Bruce.
Bruce tonight?
Brucey bonus.
Brucey?
Yeah.
You got tickets to Bruce?
The boss.
Where'd you get the tickets? They're like hen's teeth. You can't get tickets from
Bruce.
I
actually got them yesterday because Chris's daughter, Aoife, is sick. Can't go. Who falls in for the tickets?
Oh,
we do.
Love a
delighted.
Sick, love
Aoife,
a sick daughter-in-law.
I'm really sorry that you're sick.
Yeah.
But I'm also delighted we're going to Bruce.
We're thrilled you're sick, Aoife. You couldn't go.
No, she's actually raging because she loves Bruce.
I was wondering maybe if you were going and you managed to get tickets because of the Kildare link, because Bruce, apparently, he's got people in Kildare.
Rathangan. I don't have any connections in the Angan, so it's nothing to do with me.
Is that what it's called?
The Angan.
Where are you most nearest to?
Well, I live in Selbridge, but I'm from Selbridge. It's complicated. Prosperous, Clane, Maynooth, all that area.
The Kildare.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone in Kildare today, yeah. Everyone from Kildare, including Bruce Springsteen, listening to Today FM this morning. We've actually got tickets for Bruce Springsteen to give away in the next hour. Is that supposed to be a surprise? Or
No, I think you could say that, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that in the next hour. But like, there's going to be like a cue to call and the song playing and stuff. But without ruining it, it's happening at some stage before 9 this morning. So Bruce is in showbiz. Shauna attending the gig tonight for the boss. What else have you got for us?
Well, the news broke a few weeks ago that Taylor Swift and her long-term partner Joe Alwyn had split up after 6 years together. That was a big shock. Yesterday, the word was that herself and Matty Healy from the 1975 were a thing. I wouldn't have put them together.
This is Denise Welch's son.
Yeah.
From the 1975.
Honestly, I couldn't think of two people that would be more different, but they're apparently together. They worked together on her most recent album, Midnights. He was writing a bit of music with her. They dated briefly 10 years ago. Timing wasn't right then. And apparently they've rekindled. Sources say they're madly in love. Now, I think people are getting a bit carried away here. Madly in love. They're only seeing each other a little while. But apparently, and I don't know how anybody knows this, but apparently they're going to go public with their romance this weekend. The word is that they will be on stage together tonight in Nashville during her show. The plan is that he is going to walk out on stage mid-show, play two songs.
How romantic.
Chat
honestly,
the audience. Yeah. And the idea is that they will confirm their romance with some kind of PDA.
Why? Why is that necessary?
And I don't know why there's a plan around it. I'm not sure. They don't share a manager. They don't share a record label. So I don't know. I thought it was maybe there was a showman.
A cynical sort of, a record company thing.
But it's still a bit fishy to me.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah.
I read a tweet of someone saying, I can't believe I live in a world where Denise Welch from Loose Women could be Taylor Swift's mother-in-law.
I mean, there you go. It could be true.
And Ed Sheeran as well, he's celebrating this morning.
Yeah, he won his copyright trial. So this has been rolling on for a couple of weeks. Mm. He was accused of copying elements of Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. The jury took 3 hours to decide. When they did reveal their final decision, Ed stood up, he hugged his lawyers. He's delighted the whole thing is over. But he also added that it is time he will never get back, because obviously he had to miss his granny's funeral.
Because of
all this, he was in New York. So I'm sure he's just delighted to put this all behind him and move on.
Took them 3 hours.
Yeah.
So that's like 3 hours of listening to the two songs and going, because it was Marvin Gaye, wasn't it?
Let's get it on.
I've got it over there. Have a listen. I should have it over there, but sure, Jesus, I can't.
Baby, man.
Trying to hold back the feeling.
This is unbelievable.
So long.
Heart could still fall less. Heart at 23.
And if you feel like I feel, baby.
And I'm thinking about
get it on. So it took them 3 hours to decide that they sounded nothing alike.
Yeah.
Fishy. Right. Fishy. Two fishy stories. If somebody ever broke up.
Mae Stevens, If We Ever Broke Up. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good morning. It's 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray Foley's my name. Filling in for Ian for one more morning. And then Mr. D back on Monday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Or bright-tailed and bushy-eyed. One or the other. He will be here nonetheless. Text 0874-100-102. Oh my God, I never realised how much Ed Sheeran sounded. It was Marvin Gaye, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye. It's from Colin. Yeah, it's, well, that's this, wasn't that, what's the song? What was the Ed Sheeran song that he's, that they've,
Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud, and that's what they were saying. It was Marvin Gaye's family. Is his estate.
No, it was the co-writer of Let's Get It On. So it was a guy called Ed.
And their estate, then, the Ed's estate's people was going for...
Yeah.
So it was Ed versus Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's getting fishier and fishier, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's getting more and more.
Makes you think, doesn't
it? Really
it
does make you think, doesn't it?
It really does.
And baby, man.
Trying to hold back the feeling for so long.
No similarity there whatsoever.
I don't hear it.
Could still fall less.
I don't hear it.
Heart at 23.
The funny thing is, you see, like most of the jurors, you didn't know this actually, but they don't have ears. They don't,
right,
yeah,
most, okay.
They picked, they picked people who just had no ears. They'd fish people. It was mostly fish
so
in the jury. It was mostly fish.
Note it down. Friday, 7:56 was the first time I said fish people.
Which is good. Which is good going for me.
Yeah,
because most of my radio bits are like fish based.
Right. Yeah. Fish people. Okay. Fish people on the show.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Yeah, the show's sort of devolved this morning. We spent the last 5 minutes trying to work out if fish people, turns out, do have ears. If you think about it, like, it's like...
Yeah, because the top half is usually...
Well, the Little Mermaid has ears, clearly.
Yeah.
All of her people, all of her family have ears. Jason Momoa, Aquaman.
Famously has ears, yeah.
He's an ear owner. I mean, ear-wise...
They're covered, like.
They've got...
So that probably didn't sort of work out in Ed's favour.
And then even fish themselves, if you look, they've got little flaps. They've got fishy flaps. Fishy ear flaps.
Right.
So they even...
Would you call those gills or would you call those ears, right? Or just flaps?
No, they've got them where an ear would be. They've got ear bones,
it says. Fish ears.
On the, yeah.
Okay.
So it was an entire...
Yeah.
It was a damn squib.
It was irrelevant, the point you raised. Right.
Mark, are you okay? Do you want to weigh in on this?
Watching the tribunal play out here has certainly been interesting.
Yeah.
This tennis, starting in Cavan with the traffic.
Just do the traffic then. You do the traffic and we'll
bring
come back.
Bring some sanity to proceedings.
We'll come back to the ear thing. We'll come back to the fish ear thing. Yeah, yeah, go on.
The N3 in Cavan, right, Hogan? FM Travel.
At first glance, fish don't appear to have ears. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they can't hear. While there are usually no openings on a fish's head for sound to enter, they do have inner ears that pick up sound through their body.
Right.
So I suppose, do you know what? If anyone is going to be in a position to best judge whether or not Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On is similar to Ed Sheeran's
Thinking Out Loud,
it's a fish. It's a creature that's whole body acts like an ear.
And they're famously musical. If anyone has seen Finding Nemo, a lot of musical tunes in
there's
there.
A lot of songs randomly, actually. Do you know what?
Little Mermaid,
It's all coming together. Yeah. Ariel had a great voice, great singing voice. There you go. 1 minute past 8 o'clock. Let's get your music. Harry Styles and As It Was. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good morning. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. And a gift grub. This morning, it's a big day across the pond, isn't it?
Big weekend.
Huge.
Well, the preparations underway for the coronation. Prince Charles officially becoming King Charles this weekend. World leaders are attending the coronation in London. Actually, our very own President Michael D. Higgins, I believe, is attending the coronation as well. I think we can speak to him live in London at the moment. Good morning, Mr. President. President Higgins, can you tell us what the atmosphere is like over there at the moment, President Higgins?
Yes, good morning, Ray, and thank you for getting in contact. It is wonderful to be here. I'm actually in my suite in Windsor Castle at the moment, having a brief spell of repose before the great tumult tomorrow. And I must say, Ray, it is an incredible honour to be able to share this moment with my people, and indeed for my people, all the people.
Is he sounding a bit plummy? Michael, are you sounding a bit plummy? You're kind of picking up a bit of the English accent while you're over there, are you?
No, Ray. I think you are gravely mistaken, Ray. What we need now is to concentrate on the coronation of my friend and confidant, King Charles, in Westminster Abbey, on this moment of great elucidation. I was, of course, a profound and personal friend of his mother's, Queen Elizabeth II. And I assure you... Yes? Who goes there?
There's someone at the door.
It's Charles. Is everything all right in there?
Oh, Your Majesty. Wow. Yes, I'm in my undergarments at the moment. How can I be of service?
Wow.
Michael D., how do you like your soldiers?
Your Majesty, my country does not wish to make war. My military is quite meagre at the moment.
No, your boiled eggs. You said you like them runny. Do you want soldiers?
Oh, yes, please, Your Highness. Soldiers with my boiled eggs. Soldiers, please, Your Highness. Yes, Your Highness. Soldiers, please.
Michael D., I'm just wondering, sorry to interrupt your discussion there with the future king. I was wondering, is there any chance you could put on Prince Charles just before...
Foley, get off the radio, will you? I'm in my jocks. You're making a show of me.
Is somebody in there with you, Michael D.?
No, on contrary, Your Majesty. I was just speaking to one of my lowly servants back in Ireland.
Could we just have a word with him, it'd be brilliant.
Shut your hole, Foley, and piss off! Sorry, I must repair to the lavatory, Your Highness. Piss off, Foley!
Okay, Jed, Michael D. Higgins, thank you so much for taking the time for us.
Not Foley!
This morning, I was just like thinking maybe we could get a word in. There's loads of interest, of course, for the coronation here in Ireland. I mean, loads of people, loads of royal watchers, people getting very excited about it. Even our own state broadcaster, RTE, are going to be running it on a marathon for hours and hours on the television tomorrow. And I believe we've got Ronan O'Gara on the line. Raj, how are you doing? Will you be watching the coronation? Ronan, how are you? Will you be watching tomorrow?
Yeah, I thought about this actually quite a lot, Ray. And I thought about it now, and I'd say I'd rather stand in the middle of Patrick Street wearing a Leinster shirt singing Molly Malone while trying to put a fire out with my face. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's pretty definitive, Raj. All right, yeah. Thank you.
Change that music as well, thanks.
Oh, yeah, I'll actually try. Do you know what? I'll put on Lizzo instead. Does that suit you?
That's grand, thanks.
Cheers, Ron. Thanks for taking the time. Much obliged.
Have a great weekend there, Ray.
You too, man. Talk to you soon.
Good luck, Ray.
Liz, I want today. I did the work. Bruce Springsteen and Born to Run. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. It's 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. All quiet on the texts, JP?
Yeah, nothing to see there, right?
That's right, the boss is in town, and I don't mean James Brownlow. He's never here on a Friday.
He isn't.
I'm talking about Bruce Springsteen, live at the RDS tonight, Sunday and Tuesday. They're the hottest tickets in town, with all three concerts completely sold out. But, and it's a massive but it's okay, Ian's back on Monday. But I'm just saying, my butt is massive. We've got a pair of tickets for you right now. You're listening for your cue to text. Do you want me to make a phone call?
That'd be handy, yeah.
I can do that.
And it's to the phones we go.
It's ringing.
Morning, Ray.
How'd you know it was me?
I got a heads up.
Is that Audrey?
It is, yes.
Audrey, are you a Bruce Springsteen fan?
I am.
Do you have anyone in your life who's a Bruce Springsteen fan who might go to a Bruce Springsteen gig this weekend with you?
I sure do. And I was very jealous because my brother got tickets and he's coming home from his holidays today to go to the concert and I was green with envy.
I can imagine. Who are you going to do? Who would you? Let's say, we're still operating very much in hypotheticals here, Audrey. Who would you take with you?
Okay. I would take probably my daughter.
Okay. What's your daughter's name?
Nikki.
Nikki and Audrey, you're going to Bruce Springsteen!
Oh my God, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
You're fantastic.
I literally only had woken up and I heard you talking on the radio and I said, I'm so jealous, I want those tickets.
Well, you got them now, babes.
Ray?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Audrey. Listen, enjoy the gig. Have a lovely time. Tell Bruce we were asking for him.
I sure will.
And have the weekend of your life. Thanks so much for taking
the call.
All the best.
So
bye. 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 Bye.
Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber and Stay. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Great news. Ian Dempsey's back on Monday. And Dermot and Dave are next. Have a lovely weekend.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With the old.